It's a special Tuesday morning edition of Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. And of course, we're here, Matt, this morning because late last night, the Buffalo Bills lost again to the New England Patriots. Remind us what happened.
Well, this is getting tiresome, but what else could we expect? Bills' mistakes, penalties, and sloppy plays were on full display last night despite being close for much of the game. Bills had big breakdowns early, most notably on the Patriots' first drive, when a Brady interception was nullified by, what else, a penalty. And on a big play a few downs later, the Bills give the Patriots another first down with a penalty for a pass interference to keep the drive alive, leading to a Patriots field goal. Later in the first quarter, the Bills had a first down negated by tackle Chantrell Henderson simply being lined up incorrectly. These types of mistakes are beyond tiresome, and you have to wonder how much is on coaching at this point in the season. Even when it comes to clock management, they wasted a critical second half timeout by simply not having enough players on the field. That could have given them an additional minute in the final drive when the clock was bleeding down and the Bills had no timeouts. And as for the play, there were a number of plays that demonstrated how the Bills just aren't up to the task of beating even a banged-up Patriots team clearly off their game in New England. Bills had a lot of chances early on and had plenty of hallmark letdowns. After a brutal underthrow by Tyrod Taylor for a wide-open Chris Hogan touchdown, LeSean McCoy couldn't hold on to a touchdown pass at the end of the second quarter, and that drive was fittingly capped off by a Dan Carpenter missed field goal leading to one of Tom Brady's only quick touchdown drives. I mention all these early plays most prominently, I guess, because the Bills really needed to be at their best to beat the Patriots. These critical missteps just don't allow them to compete in this type of game. They didn't lose big down the stretch, but really needed all they could get against a 9-0 team, particularly in the early going, and they just didn't have it.
Well, the Bills, of course, disappointed us again last night. That being stated, Matt, you're always pretty good at putting a bright side on these things. Are there any bright spots for the Bills at 5-5?
I try, and I have to say, almost no one could have predicted the trajectory of this game. And what I mean is that the Bills did get to Brady early and often, really throwing him off his game. I know Bills fans are probably down, but this was a good sign for them down the stretch. And yes, the Bills made it painfully clear that they are not serious contenders last night. But let's be honest, at this point, Buffalo just wants to see this franchise take the step by simply getting into the playoffs. And I know that's not the ultimate goal, but if they play against the remaining opponents the way they played last night, they certainly have a shot. And what I mean by that is particularly on defense. On Friday, I remarked how the Bills just couldn't seem to put together their highly paid talent for a solid game. And despite the loss and poor coaching and other aspects, the defensive scheme was fantastic, and I dare to say it might even be a turning point that'll be difficult for other teams to plan against in the future. And I guess what I mean by that is that they showed that at the line of scrimmage in a high percentage of their plays, you couldn't really tell what they were going to do. They lined up as if they were blitzing constantly. Sometimes they did, but often it was disguise. And yeah, it was a small accomplishment and a loss, but against one of the best quarterbacks in the game, the fact that he couldn't decipher it, it still was an accomplishment. And they continue that going forward. Bills fans might finally have the defense they've been waiting for.
I appreciate the optimistic thoughts so bright and early on this otherwise disappointing morning here at Matt Sabuda. But now going forward, the Bills, of course, it's been forever since they've made the playoffs, and that was really what the season was all about, finally getting back to the playoffs. What are the prospects now?
Well, I have to start out by prefacing any future discussion on Tyrod Taylor's health. He was clearly hurt after the game. Bills fans just have to hope it's not serious to keep him out of the remaining games, as we saw what a big step down E.J. Manuel has been. And aside from last night, the Sunday games actually set up perfectly for the Bills, with almost all the right teams they're competing with losing, with one exception, and that would be the Bills' next opponent, the Kansas City Chiefs. And Bills fans may not have been aware, but the mathematical simulations from the New York Times made last night's game really not all that significant compared to next week's game. And according to the Times simulator, I'll geek out a little bit here, but based on nearly 20,000 simulations, if the Bills go 9-7 with a loss to the Patriots but beat the Chiefs next week, their playoff chances reach an astoundingly high 77%. Conversely, had they won last night but lose to the Chiefs next week, their playoff chances be only 50%, which is crazy to think. Like I said, I know Bills fans are down after last night's loss. However, The Bills are still alive, and next week's game is of the utmost importance.
Well, at least we're not talking about next year just yet.
Not quite.
Matt Sabuda will check in with you again on Friday, and thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.